Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
16-year-old Alicia McMillan from Rye has a soft spot in her heart for children, especially little ones coping with cancer.
I just want them to know that they're loved and that there's hope. Everything will work out.
McMillan is a typical high school student, busy schedule, many interests, but she makes time to make a difference. She creates care packs for children with cancer or young ones who have a parent with cancer. This labor of love was born from a personal and painful experience.
When I was about 12, my aunt, who was just down the road, was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And the first thing I did was, I just want to raise money. So I raised $4,500 for the American Cancer Society.
I'm sorry, you were 12 and you raised how much money?
$4,500.
How did you do that?
We did a lot of different little events. The big one we did, we had a party here with all my parents' friends. Really helps my parents, very sociable. And it's kind of like paying at the door. And then we had a raffle and an auction and everything kind of put together. That brought in a lot of the money. And then there's also, we did like little events and reached out to family members. And it just kind of came together after a little while.
McMillan drew inspiration from her aunt.
The one thing that really struck me, like really inspired me when she's going through cancer, was she's just filled with like optimism. She's such a bubbly person. And it was like, even when she was tired and exhausted, she was still filled with jokes and happiness. And she's just always there to spread some joy.
Alicia McMillan was determined to spread her own brand of joy, to bring comfort and happiness during a trying time.
I really wanted to do something more personal, and I remember I had set my mind on, I want to do something for kids, because even like, I've had a lot of family members that have had cancer before, and it's hard as a child to grasp that, and it's hard because everyone's focused on how adults are feeling, and it's kind of like, I don't know what's happening, and I just need someone there to support me. So I really was like, I want to do something for kids because that is what I can relate to, and that's what's most personal to me.
She consulted with her aunt and young cousins. The brainstorming session produced the idea for the kid care packs.
The first thing we start with is always a blanket that we hand make at Soul Riders, and they're these little, they're like no sew. We like, there's like little knots at the end. So we had a couple nights where some of us would all sit around with a bunch of blankets, making blankets. And there's a cuddly toy, and then usually books and games and things like that. It depends on the age. We make them specific for, at the beginning we were making them age specific, and then eventually it came in that we had like specific kids coming in where it was like, this is my son, he is this years old, and he likes these things. So we started making them very personalized at that point. And then there's always a little letter to be like, this kit is for you. Just remember that someone loves you and is looking out for you and that everything's going to be okay.
Initially, McMillan used her babysitting money to purchase the gifts. A local cancer support group now supplies her.
Soul Riders is a charity that basically provides all the emotional support programs that are missing.
McMillan credits her parents for her sense of compassion and charity, moral values that are reinforced at her Catholic school, Ursuline, in New Rochelle.
We don't have required hours. It's just expected that we do community service there. And they really are always giving us opportunities to go help out the community.
McMillan has never met the recipients of her goodie bags, but sometimes she'll get a thank you.
I get pictures back sometimes. There was one boy, I think he was 10 and his little brother was 8, and the 10-year-old had cancer. And I got pictures back of them getting the packs, and one of the nurses who worked with the 10-year-old actually sent me a voicemail that was like, thank you so much. Like, he just lit up when he got this pack, and that was really unforgettable. That was really great to get.
For this caring 16-year-old, it seems a lesson from St. Francis of Assisi applies. For it is in giving that we receive.
I know it's gone to somebody, and I know it's made a difference, and it really, like, warms your heart, and it's, like, a good way to, like, remember why I put in the work and why I bother with all this.
In Rye, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.